and I think Representative Mannix alluded earlier, but there have been, I can't cite you chapter and verse, but there are, is good, I believe, good constitutional law on disproportionate punishment. Am I right, Representative Mannix? I know.
There is.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've been there yet.
I guess let me just briefly disagree with that, and let me reflect on what the case that Representative Mannix talked about a bit in Virginia, their minimum sentencing law. I think it's fair to characterize Oregon sentences as minimal sentencing laws. And as we know, in the scenario you suggest, I have sincere doubts that anybody's going to jail in that situation for 20 years or 20 minutes. And I think it's fair to expect that. And I guess the other thing I hope that the members consider is, what conduct are we seeking to protect? And if we're trying to protect people driving around with drugs, I'm not there. I'd just soon have a penalty for that action and that activity. Representative Parks?
Mr. Chairman, would you accept a technical amendment to remove the word possession?
That's not technical, Representative Parks, no.
Mr. Chairman, I move to send the committee back, the bill back to subcommittee for further consideration.
Representative Parks moves the House Bill 2580 be re-referred to the Subcommittee on Criminal Law and Justice. Is there discussion? Representative Edmondson?
Well, I support that for a reason that I would have spoken against the bill on the basis, and I hope the committee could deal with the concept of real property, particularly as it involves universities, because I recall in the discussion last session, the universities hold property all over the place. And I think that as written now, this is extremely vague, and even notwithstanding the definition in federal law, it really is an unenforceable offense. I'm all for the concept, but I just feel like that we shoot ourselves in the foot if we pass out bills that are unenforceable and potentially so vague as to be unconstitutional. And I would hope that the committee, the subcommittee, could deal with that definition. I think we addressed that in the last session by eliminating university property. So that's why I support the motion.
Representative Bauman?
I also support the motion. I was just looking at the Oregon Criminal Justice Council's prison impacts assessment, and it seems clear to me that they did not take into consideration the addition of possession, or at least they omitted recognizing that amendment in their assessment. And maybe this will give us time to get an accurate assessment of the impact of what it is we're doing.
Mr. Chairman?
If I might speak to the motion.
Go.
Oh, go ahead.
Were you asking a question?
No, I wanted to speak to the motion, too. But
Representative Vice Chair Mason?
Representative Parks, I didn't know you were going to make your motion, and I ordinarily would support the motion, but it's the chair's desire, and I'm going to defer to the chair's desire here for a vote on the bill, and therefore I'm going to, as a courtesy to the chair, I'm going to oppose your motion, but I'm going to vote against the bill, and that's out of wanting to clarify the issue. I just want to explain my vote to you because I like your motion, but the chair wishes a vote on the bill, and I'm going to defer to the chair's wish.
I will, too.
Representative Mannix, did you want to be recognized?
Well, as to the motion to refer back, if the chair's preference is to see it go to the floor, I'm going to join with Representative Mason on that. I'll be blunt about the sticky political wicket it puts one in. I would hate to go back and try to explain a no vote on this bill because my constituents wouldn't understand it. But I understand very well why someone would want to vote no on this bill. And it's because, as far as I'm concerned, because of the one word possession that's in there. And I'll be supporting efforts to criminalize possession of marijuana as a separate matter. But in those efforts, I'm not trying to make it a Class A felony, which is the highest level of felony that we have in the state. And I'll be also say that what I'm chewing on is to whether or not some of us ought to present a minority report to present the whole bill with just the word possession out of it. But I don't know if there's support for that. And it's just a policy issue, and I think if the chair prefers to see it Then I'll vote against the motion to refer back to the subcommittee.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sunseri.
I'm going to vote for the bill, and I don't feel like I'm feeling it differently if it went back to the subcommittee where I voted for it the first time. But I certainly would, it would grieve me to see us take the word possession out when it relates to daycares, when it relates to grade schools, because possession is very, very important when it pertains to those particular schools. I think the question here is universities. That, at least that's what my sense is. And I'd prefer to see us address the question of universities, and I understand that the university property, real property, extends beyond the campus. There are, you know, small offices and things that are off the general campus, and I would certainly rather, my first preference is to see it included, but my second preference would be to see us address that rather than the word possession.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I ordinarily, based on some of these concerns, would support the motion to send it back so that we can clean it up a little bit. But the fact is we had direct votes on both the two issues, the university issue and the possession issue. And I, particularly in light of the possession motion, before we passed that, I pointed out to everybody that this would result in an adult who happens to live within 1,000 feet of a barber school being able to go across town and buy a joint of marijuana and have be only a violation, and by the time it gets home, it's become a Class A felony. And with that knowledge, the word possession, that amendment was passed with only two dissenting votes. And I think we've already crossed that grounds, and so I'm going to join Professor Mason and give the chair support in sending it to the floor.
Thank you. Representative Baum.
Question to council. Last session, Ms. Robinson, did we pass a bill through both houses about 1,000 feet from schools?
Yes, but the issue, I don't have the bill in front of me. The deletions of the words to a minor, I think the way that was fixed last session was by specifying that the sale or delivery had to be to a student or a minor. And so...
possession was not involved.
Possession was not involved, and there was the issue of it had to be delivered to a student or a minor, so you got past the issue of who was it that you were interacting it with, because the current law makes it very clear that your prohibited conduct is with a student or a minor. This bill removes that prohibition, which is what I think makes the law as it now stands less subject to constitutional challenge.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for you. Because it's going to determine my vote, I would also like to join with Representative Mason if as a courtesy to the chair, if you want to vote on the bill itself. My problem with the bill remains the same, and it has to do with the colleges and universities. And if I have to vote on the bill itself, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. If you... So I guess the question is, do you remain opposed to sending it back to subcommittee? I'm saying,
yes.
You remain opposed to sending it back to subcommittee. You're like, all right, then I will oppose the motion to send it back, but I'm...
Do whatever you like.
Right.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Parks.
I withdraw the motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
Just as a courtesy to you, I'll mention that...
you guys are awfully courteous today.
Well, no surprises. No surprises, but based on all the discussion we've had, I'm going to be opposing this bill, and I just want you to understand that if we have a motion to send it to the floor.
I appreciate that, Representative Mannix. I understood at some point in this process there might be some opposition to this bill. Representative Bell?
I just would like it on the record that I would have voted for the amendment to send it back if it had remained on the table.
Okay. Are we ready? Okay, if no further discussion, is there a motion on the bill? Is there a motion on the bill? Yeah, Representative Sunseri. I mean, I could make it too. Thank you. Representative Sinceri moves House Bill 2580 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bellman?
No.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
No.
Representative Edmondson?
No.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
No.
Representative Mason?
No.
Representative Parks?
No.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill fails 6-6.
Mr. Chairman.
Motion fails 6-6. Yes, Representative Mannix.
I move that we refer the bill back to subcommittee.
I don't think we had a... It didn't succeed. All right, Representative Mannix moves that we re-refer House Bill 2580 back to the Subcommittee on Crime and Corrections. Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, it's so ordered. That'll close the work session on House Bill 2580. Open a work session on House Bill 2581. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2581 makes using a minor in the commission of a drug crime a Class A felony. This crime, like the previous one, does not set a penalty. A person convicted of this crime would simply be sentenced under the sentencing guidelines that we fixed under House Bill 2390.
Thank you, Council. Further discussion on House Bill 2581? Is there a motion on House Bill 2581?
I move 2581 to the floor. As amended.
To the where?
Floor.
To the floor.
As amended.
Delighted to hear that. Representative Parks moves House Bill 2581 as
amended.
Amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion?
Just hard rock miners or placer mines or.
Placer.
Further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll. House Bill 2581.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bellman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Do. Pass. Aye.
What was that?
I was writing the word do. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2581 is passed to the floor. Representative Johnson, would you carry that bill, please? Thank you. Close the work session. House Bill 2581. Open the work session. House Bill 2582. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2582 is like House Bill 2581, except it creates a minimum sentence of 10 years without parole for using a minor to help manufacture or deliver a controlled substance. House Bill 2582 does, however, exclude from its provisions the felony possession crimes.
Thank you, Council. I note in our package a dash ones. 2582.
Mr. Chair, that's correct. That was adopted in committee, not in LC form, but in this language.
I'm sorry, I saw the date there, and I thought that perhaps that required some action. No, it's been done.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Bryan?
I'd move 2582 as amended to the floor, due pass.
Thank you. Representative Bryan moves House Bill 2582 as amended to the floor, due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Clark.
I will support the bill. I do want to note the prison impact statement by the Criminal Justice Council talks about potentially 1,000 additional prison beds. They also go on to state that in other states that have passed similar legislation, they find that the crime is very rare or else it is infrequently prosecuted, and that if Oregon's experience is comparable, the above-cited impact would not materialize. I will vote for the bill for that, because it's a good bill, first of all, and secondly, because there's apparently some question about what it will do, prison impact. But I want to let the subcommittee know that I, for one, will be paying attention to the prison bed impact statements, because I do think we're going to need to be making some difficult choices on the scarce resources.
Thank you, Representative Clark. Let me just say, we've had a number of impact statements from a variety of sources that I'm not sure you should have great reliance on. Are there further discussion?
Mr. Chair,
House
all
Bill
we've
2582?
Got.
I realize that. House Bill 2582? Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Cinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2582 has passed the floor. I'll carry that bill. Close the work session, House Bill 2582. Open the work session, House Bill 2583. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2583 makes Oregon state law closer to federal law in the minimum sentences that can be imposed for manufacturing and delivering controlled substances. It sets various levels for manufacturing and delivering, and depending upon the quantity of the drug involved and conduct that goes along with it, a substantially stiffer penalty is imposed.
Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion on House Bill 2583?
Wonder.
Sir, Representative Baumann.
I wonder if we could just slow up for a second here, and I'm interested in having Council kind of back up and go over the report from the Office of Corrections Ombudsman. I've not seen one of those reports, and it just arrived. Does that pertain to this bill?
I don't.
No.
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 Okay. I wonder if we can start getting impact statements from.
Safe to proceed now? Okay. Further discussion, Honorable Counsel Chamoff.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you were also just handed a fiscal impact statement for this bill, which does not contain a specific dollar figure, but does indicate that it's anticipated to have a, quote, significant fiscal impact.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Baumann?
That being the case, I would move that we send this bill to, amend your motion to send this bill to Ways and Means.
Not sure we did we even have a motion? No, we haven't had a motion yet.
Then, Mr. Chair, I would move that we send House Bill 2583 to Ways and Means.
All right. Representative Baumann moves that House Bill 2583 be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Do you want to address that motion any further, or you want to take some discussion on that as to why not? Representative Representative Bryan.
No, Mr. Chair, I guess I'm not sure what it would accomplish in that LFO says that the data is not currently available to estimate the dollar impact, so I think it's a policy decision as to whether or not we want people who are distributing controlled substances in the quantity that this bill addresses, which are all large quantities, whether we want this policy or not. I don't know that LFO is going to come up with any better figure for us.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Clark.
Again, looking at the prison bed impact statement, under current guidelines, 24% of those sentenced for drug delivery and manufacture receive a prison sentence, the average term being 16 months. So right now, we're doing a pretty good job of sending these folks away for at least a long enough period of time to get their attention. You either do one of two things. You either build additional prison beds, which I'm all in favor of, and this bill, according to the Criminal Justice Council, would require 2,300 additional beds if 100% of the offenders are sentenced to 16 months.
Thank you, Representative Clark.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think those numbers alone convince me that there is a fiscal impact statement on there. I mean, that there's a fiscal impact. And it seems to me that Ways and Means needs to look at this.
Representative Mason.
Well, I'm going to not going to send it to Ways and Means, but if you're interested, and I'm not an LFO, I spent a little time down there, and I did learn a few things. And for your, what it's worth, the fiscal impact of this bill is probably about $28 million a year in staff and about $143 million for the prison itself. If you're, but that, I mean, that's just the usual figures, $50,000 a bed plus $10,000 a year to run per prisoner to run the thing, what it's worth.
Representative?
I started to move the mic, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
But since I'm not really going to talk about fiscal impact,
like,
I've decided not to speak. Thank you.
Further discussion? Okay. Is there objection to the motion to...
Yes.
Hearing objection on the motion, the clerk will call the roll on the motion to refer House Bill 2583 to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Baum?
No.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
No.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
No.
Representative Mason? Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Tenseri?
No.
Chair Miller?
I know, I changed my mind. Votes no.
I never see it again.
Count.
It was
7.
7-5 in favor of the amendments. So the amendments are adopted.
7-5.
Now it's to the amendment.
Okay, the amendment's adopted.
Mr. Chairman?
For the motion on the bill.
Well, the amendment was to refer to Ways and Means.
That's.
I move to refer to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2583 be moved to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Yes.
Representative Bell?
Yes.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Tenseri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Bill is sent to Ways and Means. Due pass recommendation. And I'll serve notice of possible reconsideration.
Do we have to go back to the Speaker's office on that one?
Okay, close the work session. House Bill 2583. Open the work session 23. House Bill 2395. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the 1989 Legislative Assembly revised Oregon's evidence code to allow in statements made by children under 10 regarding acts of sexual conduct against the child. What House Bill 2395 does is builds on that and allows statements made by a child concerning an act of sexual conduct to be admissible in any proceeding if the child's available, and to make statements by child victims under 13 years of age admissible in criminal proceedings if certain statutory criteria are met. The other thing the committee did was revise the 1989 statute to conform with two Supreme Court decisions that have come down since that time regarding both the use of videotaped contemporaneous statements and use of hearsay. And I believe Representative Mannix has it subject to discuss.
Technical. Thank you, Council. Is there a discussion, House Bill 2395?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
First of all, I believe technically we have to adopt the -2 amendments which were distributed because these were conceptual amendments that the subcommittee approved and then were modified slightly technically. So I move the -2 amendments to House Bill 2395.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves the amendments entitled the -2 amendments to House Bill 2395. They are technical in nature. Is there further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Edmondson.
Yeah, I apologize to the committee. I was absent when this bill was heard, and I undoubtedly would have caught this had I been there, since I read every relating clause. Thank you.
You don't have objection. You're just noting that
for
the record. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's sort of an objection.
Particularly at this point.
Is
there objection to the amendment?
Could someone,
Representative Bell,
show me what those amendments look like? I'm not sure I have
the
right.
Do you have a copy of the -2 amendments in your packet?
attach the back of the major settlement.
Mr. Chair, can I summarize?
Mr. Chair, Representative Valdez, what was presented in committee, just not in LC form?
I see that it has the correction that I wanted to see.
Okay, Representative Bell?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there objection to the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Is there a motion on the bill as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I have another amendment. During the committee gathering, we did amend the bill in one other fashion, but Legislative Council came back and said the amendment was too broad for the relating clause. We adopted an amendment that allowed statements made to persons who were licensed under ORS Chapter 675, which is basically psychologists. Shall I make the motion first, Mr. Chairman, or do you mind me explaining the situation?
You may. Probably should place the motion.
All right. I move that we amend House Bill 2395 to add the following on page 1 after line 16. The subsection 5 and then other subsections would be renumbered. Statements made to persons licensed under ORS Chapter 675 for purposes of diagnosis or treatment of a mental or emotional disorder arising out of a sex abuse case insofar as those statements are reasonably pertinent to that diagnosis or treatment.
Thank you, Representative Mannix.
In regard to that
discussion
motion,
to your
we adopted this in concept in committee, but we did not limit it to sex abuse cases. Legislative Council says unless you limit it to sex abuse cases, it goes beyond the relating clause, and that's why this technical amendment.
Thank you, Representative Mannix. Is there any objection to the chair's decision that is highly technical?
Highly technical.
Thank you. Is there objection to the amendment? Hearing none, it is adopted. Is there a further motion on the bill as amended?
I move the bill as amended to the full committee, to the floor with a two-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2395 as amended to the floor with a two-pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum? Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Bryan?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Parks?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
No, you're right. Votes aye. House Bill 2395 is, as amended, passed to the floor. Representative Parks will carry this bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session on House Bill 2395. Open a work session on House Bill 2062. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2062 comes to the Landscape Contractors Board. This bill was before the full committee last week, but was deferred a week to see if anything could be worked out with some last-minute objections from the Nurserymen's Association. This bill gives the Landscape Contractors Board greater authority to control the activities of landscape contractors, including the amount of insurance that they have to maintain.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move House Bill 2062 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2062 to the floor with a due-pass recommendation. Is there discussion,
Chair?
Representative Bauman?
Sorry.
Yeah, I have a concern about this. I've had some communication from some people in my district who have small businesses, and they're not big companies, and they kind of get like a little truck and they and a couple of lawnmowers and some kids sometimes during the summer who are off school. They have the feeling that this is kind of an effort to put them out of work. That they're not college educated, a lot of them. There are not a lot of other jobs available for them. I feel kind of badly about doing anything that's going to put these entrepreneurial constituents of mine out of a job. I have to say that kind of in the southeast part of Portland, which isn't at all related to the southwest part of Portland, there are people who need to do this during the summer. Some of them in conjunction to, house painting and other kind of small jobs. And I'm just concerned about this policy interest that we've got being overridden by their interest in making a living.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Bryan.
I think we had discussion on this and testimony in response to questions from the committee that this does not pertain to maintenance, period. and that even the maintenance, people who are involved in maintenance activities are allowed a small amount, I think jobs up to $500 of actual installation, and still not be covered by this bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Parks?
Maybe we could have a little bit more of an explanation, because the in the issue discussed, it says regulating the activities of small yard maintenance companies.
Oh, that was discussed.
What is there? What could I find out what the limitations are? Is there a monetary limitation or?
Mr. Chairman,
sure, we'd be delighted, Representative Mannix.
Well, two things. First of all, there is an exception for very small operators. Second of all, there is an exception for people who are doing generally maintenance, but then do a little bit of landscaping on the side. Third, the nurserymen were the people. Nursery Growers Association last week asked us to hold this bill, and so we held it for a week. They've now come back and said, oh, they've looked at it more carefully. They have no objection. But we do have someone here from the Landscape Contractors Board, staff person, who can answer the question if anyone would like to hear about the exceptions that are allowed, because I don't have the whole law in front of me right now. Do you want to have them speak for 30 seconds on what the exceptions are?
Unless council wants to clear it up in 20 seconds.
Mr. Chair, no.
My name is Jim Stembridge. I'm the Deputy Administrator, Landscape Contractors Board. The law applies to landscape contractors. It does not apply to landscape maintenance